Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Better Medicare Alliance.
And I'm Jake Sherman. One of the top stories on Politico's site this morning details growing Senate Republican moderate opposition to Medicaid cuts in the health care bill. This threatens to doom Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's efforts to gut the health care law. Two key players have emerged, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and John Hoeven of North Dakota. Both raise questions about the decision to scale back Medicaid.
Republican leaders are set to unveil the new version of their health care bill today, but there have been no major changes to soothe senators upset over winding down Obamacare's Medicaid expansion. Right now, things aren't looking very good. McConnell can't even get enough votes to bring the bill to the floor. If Republicans fall flat on their face and fail to get the 50 votes needed to start debate, the hope among GOP leadership is that something starts to come together from the ashes of defeat. Meanwhile, Democrats are starting to push the new message that voting for the motion to proceed is a vote to repeal Obamacare.
At the same time, the Donald Trump Jr. scandal continues to dominate headlines. The New York Times has a piece on how the political is getting personal for the president. The most interesting nugget in the piece, Jared Kushner has added more than 100 names to the list of foreigners he spoke to. In another twist, Mike Pence's spokesman, Mark Lauder, refused three times to answer whether Pence had meetings with anyone from Russia. This raises a lot more questions than it answers. And don't expect this to die down anytime soon. Glenn Simpson, founder of Fusion GPS, the firm that was key in the Trump-Russia dossier, is set to testify next Wednesday before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Our own Josh Dossie has a story on how Trump's lawyers are trying to control an unruly White House as they try to instill discipline in a West Wing not known for discipline. President Donald Trump is in Paris for Bastille Day. He's meeting today with French President Emmanuel Macron for a bilateral meeting. And on the home front, the AP has an exclusive story on vulnerable Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly's family business, relying on Mexican labor to produce dye for ink pads, even as the Indiana senator has railed against Carrier Corp for moving manufacturing jobs to Mexico last year.
One coming attraction this morning, Speaker Paul Ryan is trying to control the growing movement to relitigate the authorization for use of military force. Austin Wright reports that Ryan met with Democratic Congresswoman Barbara Lee about an amendment she pushed through the House Appropriations Committee that would repeal Congress's 2001 authorization for force against groups like Al-Qaeda. The vote was a surprising victory for Lee that truly caught House Republican leadership aides off guard. Watch for this to get more interesting before they find a solution.
And some quick money numbers. Lauren Dzinski is reporting that Senator Elizabeth Warren raised nearly $3.5 million between April and June, bringing her total cash on hand to roughly $11 million. And Alana Shore reports that Senator Joe Manchin raised more than $1.4 million in the second quarter. He now has almost $3.5 million on hand as two of his GOP challengers face a brutal primary battle. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.